Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted!
What up, Steve?
I'm a little worried.
What's up?
Things seem to be running pretty smoothly, and I feel like the Mega family likes it better when we're in the middle of a cluster fudge.
Oh, well, there you go.
We started at fudge. I said fudge.
That is too good. That is awesome.
And I even told myself, don't say train wreck, say cluster F. And then it came out cluster fudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what we should do. Well, obviously, I've already made it into a cluster fudge. So, hey, welcome to the MegaCast.
Yeah, we'll open up that Skype in the end. We'll get some people in.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, not like we're live, but in case you're listening, I think what we're going to do from now on during all the lockdown stuff, and maybe we'll continue after that, but the last 10 minutes, like, we get 10 in the beginning, the push-ups.
Correct.
Why don't we get 10 minutes with our Mega family at the end?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff, like, some of the stuff I think I will keep doing after all this is over.
Like what?
You know, it's kind of nice, like, me and my cousins have a big Zoom call, like, every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool to get together, because there's some in Massachusetts, or some in Maryland, Virginia, Washington. Yeah. And then also, it's been kind of nice seeing, you know, like, I'm never a voice chatter or FaceTime person or nothing.
You and me both.
Right. But now, like, you know, I see my mom on Saturday or Sunday and be like, hey, you know, call her through Instagram or whatever. I can actually see her.
Yeah, my parents have been pushing to do the Zoom or FaceTime, and I've been kind of reluctant.
All right.
But I think I need to just bite the bullet and do it. The only reason why I'm reluctant is more often than not because of that time zone difference. I don't know if you experience this as well, but your mom's on the East Coast as well. It's a 3-hour time zone difference. By the time I'm ready to talk, they're tired and because they're old, you know, and they've been up all day. My dad's battling his physical therapy with his knee. My mom, I don't know when she sleeps. I'm pretty sure she never does. But so they're usually pretty tired. My dad's asleep. It just seems like it's just going to be a cluster fudge, just trying to get them on Zoom and trying to make it happen. And I just don't, maybe on the weekends. I think the weekends might be our best bet. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Like that's what I'm saying. Like if we do like a family call with like my mom and my sister and my brother, mm-hmm. like we usually do it on Sunday, like afternoons. And you know, you got to, you know, trust me, I'm with you. I don't always want to do it as early, but you got to get it in as they're on the East Coast.
Plus it's like, I get it. They want to see their granddaughter. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So even if I don't feel like being on camera, I'll just point it at Tatum for the entire call. And they'll probably be super, like, we did our happy hour thing on Facebook Live with KSW.
Right.
And it was kind of fun because the minute I put it on Tatum, I'm like, I should just leave it on the baby. That's all people want to see.
They just want to see the goods, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people want to see Lulu.
A little Lulu as well. Of course, you go on there and like one of the first comments is the sex appeal of this radio station is really dwindling. And I'm like, we're a radio station, you numbskull. Like, we're not hired to be sexy.
Was that a dude?
I think so.
What? I mean,
everyone's got to be a troll. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The sex appeal of the station is really waning.
And I'm like, do I really want to click on? Because part of me wanted to click on his picture because I'm sure he's not very attractive and just post that somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, someone made fun of me, like, you look like one of the guys from the Tiger King. And he thought it was all funny. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. You look like the methed out ex-husband, because he kind of did.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, good one. I was like, oh, you're going to clown on someone's looks and then you don't want to have it done back to you? Like, if you're going to give it, you got to take it.
Correct. Yeah. But most people don't want that.
No, especially when it's like they think they're anonymous because, you know, we're this company and they can just send messages and be mean and not expect that we're going to come back at them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's certain things you're like, I mean, that's my new thing too. You come at me on my personal page, mm-hmm. like A, I'll give you a real thought. Or B, like I tell a lot of people, welcome to the block party.
Yes.
You're right. We're stockpiling. There's more people every day.
Yeah, I have unfollow neighborhood, and there's a lot of people. There's a lot of neighbors in my unfollow neighborhood.
Yeah.
I unfollowed so many people, dude. It's like, I'm just not going to unfriend you because I don't even want to have that conversation with you. Unfollow. The minute you start like giving your hoax theories, unfollow. The minute you have like these strong political opinions that are just stupid, unfollow. I'm just like, my Facebook page is quickly becoming less annoying.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Steve and I have political thoughts. So we generally, when we're on our shows, we don't give them.
No.
And you know what? Look at my Facebook page. You ain't going to see them much there either.
You'll see pictures of my baby, my dog, and maybe some wrestling photos, and that's about it.
Yeah, I blocked somebody a couple weeks ago on Twitter because I just retweeted something about voting by mail. Mm-hmm. And they were like, it's a conspiracy to get illegals to vote. I'm just like, get out of here. This was the same idiot that, like, 2 months had a joke. And they turned it into like a political, and I was like, guys, it's a joke.
Right.
Well, you really shouldn't joke about it. And it's like, all right. So I that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I just go, you know what? I'll just block them. And then there's some people I know that I'm like, I will just straight up unfollow them.
Yeah. I like you better when I don't hear your political opinions.
Yeah.
You know, right. Like, or any opinions for that matter. It's like you're a lot more fun just at the bar having drinks with. I don't care about what you really think. I don't need to hear you. I don't need a peek inside your journal. So why don't we get our push-ups out of the way?
Let's get them in.
You brought up a good question. I think we should talk about it here in the Mega Family. We've got a few should I be mad? Well, one's a should I be mad. The other one is just a really good dilemma, and it's more for you.
All right.
Because you're Captain Zoom these days.
All right.
I really want to get to that one. So
I thought maybe at this point we were just getting ones that are like, I'm pissed.
I'm angry.
Should I be mad? We're all effing mad.
Should I be mad? I need to work. I get it. I'm sorry. We want to live.
Right.
It's a hoax, bro.
Completely.
Someone texted us this morning. I'm sick of you guys, blah, 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 blah. So I just wrote, cool. Next thing. You guys are just perpetuating this hoax, blah, blah, blah. Here's a link. Cool. Seriously, you should read this link. And it's like one of those Washington Times super conservative websites, and it's an opinion.
Yeah.
It's an editorial. It's not even based on facts. It's just this guy sharing his opinion on why he thinks it's a hoax. And read it, therefore it's the truth, and therefore we should stop talking about things that are important.
I will say.
And I kept writing cool, and he kept getting more and more pissed. I'm like, I'm into it with you, man. Like, just don't listen. I don't really care.
You ever seen that meme of like the two hands connecting and then there's something, right? Like you know what I mean? It's like the white arm and the black arm and like a handshake.
Yeah.
And it's like something they agree on.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like crazy far right wingers and crazy far left wingers. They've come together over they can't stay at home. Right?
You're right.
Like they all want to bring out crazy, you know, I don't know, their crazy flags and their essential oils and go to the
and share memes about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get our push-ups out of the way.
Let's not hate on meme culture. I love meme culture.
I'm very entertained by meme culture, especially since the quarantines. I mean, it's really been on fire.
That's all I do. Look, I bought that computer, Steve, at my house.
Just so you can look at memes?
I'm telling you. I zoom on there. I'll check the book of faces, and I look at memes. Well, I look at a work email once in a while.
Yeah. What do they got to say?
Right. It'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, no one's here anyway. Why don't we have a in-person face-to-face meeting tomorrow? Oh, wait, no. You're not allowed. Thanks, Corona. All right, we're going to get the heart rates and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning!
This is my rest day now, so.
Oh, is it?
This is my only workout for today.
So you're clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You ready, Ted?
Yes. I notice on days we haven't lifted, we get nice control, full 1 second, right? Up and down.
The fitness fans would be proud of our push-ups.
That is funny, though. Oh, we're on it now. Correct ones? Form? Oh, yeah.
Ted Talks. B-Tech Smith.
Is it going to be a cluster fudge?
No, you know, it's the same thing. Just stay the course. Do what you can. Look, I know we don't understand everything that's going on. Listen to experts. Listen to doctors. Just do what they say.
Listen to editorial writers for the Washington Times.
Right.
No.
I'm telling you right now, I love the fall. I love football. I love the holidays. We don't want to go backwards. Mm-mm. Right? We've been working out. We've been in this gym for 8 months. We got that final weigh-in coming on month 9. We've been reaching this goal. We're going to put up 250 or something on our bench. And the last month, we're going to skip the gym. Don't add up to me. That's what I'm saying. Just let's just do what we have to. If we lose a summer, we lose one.
Winter is coming.
Right?
We all want to be alive when the winter comes.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Do you love your grandma?
My grandma's dead, Steve. Thanks.
This is not for you. Mine is as well.
I know. I was both of them. Do either of us have a grandparent alive?
No.
No.
Do you love your aunt?
I love my mom.
Do you love your mother? Do you love your father? Do you want them to see next summer? Then stay the course, mother effers.
Yeah.
So right before we were going to start this podcast, somebody started calling me. I'm like, I'm not going to answer that call. You're like, oh, you should answer the call. I'm like, nah, I'll just do it later.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to. I was like, you know what? I should do extra whammy. I know I'm avoiding his call. And you brought up a question.
Right. So I go back and forth. Like, it's easy to just hit silent and not answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes, like, too, like, I don't know. I feel like it's almost nicer to just give somebody a quick no.
So they don't have to even bother with it ringing.
Yeah, but I don't
know. Good point.
Right? That's why I asked you, because as you did it, you were kind of like, oh, shit. And I was like, I don't know where I sit on it, because I'm kind of fine with both of them.
I'm cool either way. Like, honestly, I never get butthurt if all of a sudden I call somebody and just quickly goes to their voicemail. I just assume either A, they're not in the cell phone service, which is rare these days, but I'll still believe that. Or B, they just don't have time to talk. But I've done that before, and then I'll get a voicemail. Oh, clearly you're avoiding my call because we went straight to voicemail. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know you're trying to be funny, but it's like a passive-aggressive butthurtness.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's
because I don't know which was right.
You can look at it the other way, and it's almost like, no, I actually respect you enough to, like, you don't have to wait for all the rings.
Yeah, I respect your time enough to know that I'm let you know that I'm avoiding you, and I'm avoiding you quickly.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, if you're sitting there holding a baby, or say you're a guy on a toilet,
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, you know, it's like, no, I can't take this call right now.
Or I'm in the middle of a workout, and I got a good song going, and all of a sudden the damn call just interrupted it.
Yeah, that's a great call.
That pisses me off.
Not that I listen to music while I'm lifting, but yeah, like, if I'm at home, like, I'm in the middle of the song.
Feeling it.
Right, walking around in boxer briefs and shoes.
Why do you have to interrupt it? Just text me.
That is part of our day, too. Like, for some reason, I'll get home and I'll take off my shirt and mesh shorts. But then, you know me, I'm a pacer.
Yeah.
And then there's about
three. Are you pacing shirtless?
Just in tennis shoes, socks, and boxer briefs.
I don't know why, but I'm like picturing like some kind of Andre Agassi looking like vibe from this.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't have long hair, but
no.
Yeah, I don't know why. And I'm always like, look at me. Like, I should go out like this. Like, no, I'm not going out like that.
But I want you to go out like that.
It just, I don't know how. It seems like wild and freeing that I'm like wearing shoes, but just boxers.
Right. That seems weird.
Well, okay. You can call it weird.
But I like it. I'm not opposed to this.
Well,
you know what? When the quarantine's lifted and we're all able to get back to our regular day-to-day stuff, if the weather's nice, let's get wasted, and then let's walk the streets in our boxers and just shoes.
Yeah, see what happens.
I'm in. I think Sid will be fine with me taking a night away from her and saying I'm going to crash at Ted's. And you'll be like, why? I'm like, well, we're planning on getting day drunk, and we're going to walk the streets of Capitol Hill and wearing nothing but boxers and tennis shoes.
Day sesh. You know, they're dangerous, man. Day sessions are. You never know what happens.
I'm warning you. Last time we did this, I'd stepped in poop not once, but twice. This time.
Jesus.
Still one of my favorite nights.
Steve wiping off poop in poop.
right after Ted just warned me, hey, make sure there's no poop over there. Oh, yeah, there's no poop. Steve, are you wiping your feet on poop? Yeah, Ted.
I still also, for the life of me, cannot figure out how you stepped in poop the first time. We never saw any on the curb or on the sidewalk. Like, it just doesn't add up.
Dude, yesterday, Sid stepped in poop while we were walking around our neighborhood. So we're walking, and she's like the poop, police. Like, whenever she sees dog poop, she's like, make sure you keep Lulu away from that dog poop. Like, so, because she doesn't want Lulu to step in the poop. So it's like, sometimes it gets to the point where I'm like, I see it too. It's a giant, massive turd. You don't need to tell me when you see poop. I'm avoiding the poop as well. Like, I'm paying attention. But she does it anyway. So just as she's telling me, hey, watch that poop right over there, she steps in another step.
Did you see her stepping in it?
No, but I... And I could not stop laughing. I was just... I had to stop laughing because she didn't find it as funny as I did. Like, you know my wife. She doesn't get mad at much. She was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, damn, What is wrong with our neighbors? Like, it's bad enough that they leave their dogs pooping on the grass, but this one was like right on the sidewalk. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, if you're going to let your dog poop and not pick it up, at least make sure it's in the grass.
Right. So listen, I love dogs, but leaving poops on the sidewalk drives me.
It's so effed up.
Insane. Yep. And it's like a special type of a-hole that does that.
How do you let your dog do that? Especially in our neighborhood where there may be a half a block from where it was. There's a bag station where you could get dog bags.
And then the other thing is, too, not that it makes it any better, but like if your dog's over 15 pounds, right? Oh. Now, Lulu's what, 5 pounds?
Eight.
Right. So she might
But you'll appreciate that you think she's a little smaller than she is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I try.
That's why you guys are close.
Yeah. But she like 7 in dog years?
Yeah.
Right. So like a little tiny dog leaves a turd, I can get past it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes there's just a honking huge dog crap in the sidewalk. And listen, I don't have a dog, but when I house sit my buddy's dog, what up, Stella? That's the name of the dog. I turn into that guy. Like, I saw somebody let his dog poop in the grass. And there was one of those bag stations. And I literally was like, hey.
Oh, you yelled at him?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Here's your bag.
No. What'd they do?
They were shamed. They walked back and picked it up.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. Good for you. Dude, one time we got a message from our homeowners association being like, hey, neighbors are complaining or someone, they said you're violating it because you're not picking up after your dog. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? And they had a picture in there to prove it. And I'm looking at it, and it's like human-sized dog poop. You know what I mean? Like 80-pound dog poop. So I wrote them back. I sent them a picture of my dog.
Yeah.
I said, it's smaller than this poop that you just sent me a picture of. They got back to me, and they're like, our bad. They clearly had the wrong house.
Yeah, there's
I'm like,
no.
Yeah, like my dog's 7 or 8 pounds on a 8 pounds at most.
Right. I mean, it's physically impossible for Lulu to poop that much.
It would take her a week to collectively make the poop that you're saying that she made in this one dropping. And we'd have to morph it to make it look like that. I just don't get it, man.
All right, Steve, let's see if we should be pissed.
Okay. All right.
Or bad.
Which one do you want to do? Do you want to do the one that straight up wants to know if you should be mad, if they should be mad, or the one that needs your advice because you're a Zoom guy?
Let's start with the Zoom guy.
Okay. This one's from Trevor.
All right. What's up, Trevor?
It says, Ted was talking about Zoom. I'm asking for some Zoom etiquette.
Oh, also, by the way, huge thanks to all the more technically savvy people that helped me out.
Like Zoom?
I was talking about my computer and I can't use the cursor or whatever, and somebody's like, just use 2 fingers, dude. Now I'm scrolling all the time, Steve.
Oh, you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, right. Oh, because you have that little, like, the little pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I very much, and thank you to everybody that listens to the Megacast number one, but I appreciate when people drop me on Twitter.
Think about that.
Or drop me an email and just like, hey, dude, this is all you need to do. Like, thank you.
Well, no fairness, yeah. Like, when's the last time you even had a laptop?
I never.
Right. So then you've never experienced life with a laptop like that.
Yeah.
Still, though, I'd invest in getting a wireless mouse.
Oh, really?
I feel like after a while, maybe it won't be as much of a pain for you because I don't think you're going to be doing like audio editing or video editing on there. Because when I audio edit, it's a little bit more precise.
Okay.
And when I was trying to use like the fingers, it got to the point where I'm like, this is effing annoying.
Okay.
My fat thumb would move it just a hair and I'm like cutting off words and I'm like, mother effer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you. And then one of these days, I'm going to figure out how to get the Ethernet cable connected. Just not positive where it plugs into the cable box or the modem.
I feel like the cable box.
Or
like that modem part that goes to the cable box.
Yeah.
So that part, I believe, is where the Ethernet goes into.
All right.
Well, it's a game of waiting, I guess, until somebody tells you how to do it right.
Yeah. I'll super fast.
Bunch of people are sliding into your DMs right now.
Right.
Ted, this is the way you do it.
That's the way you do it, Ted.
That's right. All right, Ted, every Wednesday night, a few of us boys, we get on Zoom.
All right.
And we just talk ass. I do these Zoom calls upstairs in our office so I don't bug my wife. She makes it a point, though, to come up and eavesdrop and comment on all the stuff that we talk about. First, it was funny. Now it's annoying. My buds asked me to say something to her. Their women don't listen in and they don't comment as well. And they just want it to be for the boys and don't want her popping in from time to time. How do I break this to my wife? Mega hug. Keep taking calls. The train wrecks have been some of the funniest stuff I've heard in a long time from Trevor. Thank you, Trevor.
I don't know. That's a tough one, man.
Right?
Right, because if your buddies all think it's just the dudes in there, not that they're being mean, but they might just say something they find not as fun about their wife, kind of kidding, but if she hears that, then repeats it to the wife, that dude's going to be in a lot of trouble.
There are certain friends I will not have conversations with while my wife is around. It's not because they're awful human beings. It's just it always gets very foul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of F-bombs. Like, typically, me and Munson, like, I mean, not that Munson, I haven't talked to him on the phone in a minute, but, like, even texting wise, but, like, more often than not, we're dropping F-bombs and sharing some, like, stupid, vulgar stories.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need Sid to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because you, and so I can understand that, but, like, yeah, if your wife's coming up and, like, interrupting, I mean, maybe you just need to be a little bit more direct and say, hey, this is just for the boys.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because I just went through this like, was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Like a friend of mine, her husband kept popping in and he's not usually one of those guys. I found it incredibly hilarious.
Right.
But then I also realized for that person, that was kind of their time to connect with our friends.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the other thing I would explain too. It's just like, honey, like, listen, you can tell I'm annoyed as I use the term honey. Like,
sweetheart.
Honey, like, listen.
Babe.
Just, these are tough times. We're all a little fatigued. Give me and the boys just have, you know, half an hour.
Right. Desperate Housewives crap.
Right.
That's not even a show. The Real Housewives. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Watch that. Which one? Jersey, Atlanta? I don't care. Watch one and shut up and leave me alone. Try that. See how it goes.
Right. I mean, you haven't even watched Love is Blind yet.
Come on.
Honey, there's dating shows you could be watching.
I have finished Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Bro. That is the greatest reality show I've ever watched.
Yes!
Right?
It is, for these times, like, I don't know that I would ever watch that show outside of stay-at-home orders.
Would have never thought to.
If you really want to just not think and just, like, just watch a show that takes your mind off of everything, Too Hot to Handle is your show.
And, dude, I don't know about you, there are moments during that show where I'm like, there's a deep meaning underneath all this, like, superficial, drunk slut action.
Right. So
like,
that's
at times you're just like, oh my gosh, like they're reforming sluts.
They're trying.
Yeah. Well, it's great because like they do all this stuff. I remember one episode that was amazing. It was like they're finally breaking through where like everybody's becoming friends, not just I want to bang you kind of people. Like the moment when like all the guys are kind of opening up and building trust as men and becoming more mature. And I'm like, this is amazing. Look what's going on. They're no longer just these man whores, right? And then what do? Coming on a boat, a new man whore. And I never got more mad. I'm like, he has not done the work. He does not deserve to be on this island.
That's, I mean, all right. So that's the best part. Sorry, I just got a Texas person back.
No worries.
Yeah, it's like the curveballs that show up were unreal.
Yeah.
Like when those extra, also when the first dude showed up.
Bryce. Yeah.
Who I hated first, but by the end, I kind of like Bryce.
My wife and I were just talking about that yesterday. I'm like, man, that guy seemed like the biggest douche because he's like, you know, I have sex every day and it's never with the same woman. I'm like, oh, gosh, dude, you're crap. On the keyboard and I'm like, this is stupid. This guy is just an LA douchebag. And then by the end of it, you're just like, oh man, the guy grew up being told he was ugly.
Right?
Yeah, I felt for him. I related.
I was like, yo, he works hard to stay thin.
Yeah. The only one I never liked was the guy that looked like Patrick Mahomes. That guy was a POS.
He was. That's why when he, and then, so you finished it, right?
Oh yeah, we're done.
And then when they just like the night before, they're like, no, you're out.
Yeah.
That and the other girl that showed up, the two American blonde women were awful.
Oh, the first one, the Florida chick?
Jeez.
She was a, oh man. Yeah, like I mean, the minute she left, then that hot chick from British Columbia became cool.
Oh, right? Because I'm with you. The girl, the knockoff Kim Kardashian, I couldn't stand her either.
No.
Right. I mean, even.
Hated Harry.
Right, because Harry's whole thing was just like, I'm tall and funny.
I'm a goofy Australian.
Right.
And I'm stubborn.
I can't. Right. So that's the best thing I tell everybody about this show, too. It's never sure what the show wants to be. Is it telling us a deeper meaning? Are we supposed to be laughing at him?
Right.
Like, because the vignettes they have are so silly. But man, God, that show was good.
And the narrator cracks me up the whole time. She's just clowning on everybody.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but every once in a while, they're just like, Oh yeah, we got rid of the blonde girl. We failed to mention that. Let's go back in time. Like, what the hell kind of show is this? Like, did you forget? I don't know. All in all, it's a really fun watch. If you want some mindless dating show that at times you're just like, well, actually, that was kind of interesting. Too Hot to Handle. It's on Netflix, and it was awesome.
Right.
I watched it because you mentioned it. I'm like, I'm going to watch that so we could talk about it on the Megacast.
Dude, thank you. Yeah,
we flew through it.
Yeah, it's so funny because you're exactly right. Like, you kind of hate these people at one point. I'll tell you what, though. My favorite where... what's his name? The black dude from
Sharon?
America. Sharon.
Yeah.
I like Rhonda. Right. Sharon and Rhonda were good.
Kells cracked me up.
Kells was funny about
because he just was pissed whenever anyone would waste money.
He was so mad.
So the basic premise, I don't even tell anyone, if you haven't heard about the show, it's the basic premise of the show.
So here's the whole, right, they get there and they specifically pick people that want to be on a reality show about dating. They're all attractive, it's flowing. So they have like the first...
They're loose. They like to have sex.
Right. So it's like the first 12 hours they're there, they're all hanging out, they're almost hooking up. And then that night, there's like a... Like an Alexa, like this cone that gives them instructions. And it's like now that you can win $100,000 that you split up between whoever wins it. But every time you kiss or whatever.
Heavy petting.
You can
sex.
Right. You can cuddle, but that's it.
Yeah. You can't hug.
Right. You can hug, but.
Can't dry hump.
No dry humping. No finger or hand stuff. Sorry.
It's okay. It's a cluster fudge.
So then people are kind of willing to risk it, you know, risk it for the biscuit a little bit. But then there's only certain people losing money. So then they all kind of come together. But then wham, they bring in Bryce. And then after that, it's like, wham, three more hotties. And you're right. He does, it does look like Patrick Mahomes.
He does. It's so many great moments. Yeah, dude, it's super fun.
Right. And they put them through like all the guys have to go through stuff. So like. Like, right, Kells is like a very tall, big black dude from England.
Yeah, he's the alpha male type. He's right. Like, he has a tattoo of a lion because he's the lion.
He's the lion.
He's the king.
He's kind of making fun of Harry because Harry got in his face about something. Drunk guys at the bar, by the end of the day, they're like, he's not my, you know, he's not a cub. He's a protege.
Yeah, he's like my little brother. Everything about, and then my favorite is like, then the women are finally trying to bond and like have like one of those women empowerment moments. And one of them, who's one of my favorites, because she's just like, she's seeing funny Chloe.
Oh,
she got too wasted from the night before and couldn't go because she was hungover. So everyone else is bonding. Bed, like, I'm too hungover. I can't go out there and become a better human being. It's awesome. It's so much fun, man. That and The Last Dance have been the two best documentaries I've watched in a while.
Yeah. Chloe, and there's also a super hot Irish chick who, like, didn't seem like anybody ever bothered to talk to. And I'm always like, why is nobody talking to her? She's, like, she's pretty attractive and seems cool.
She's super hot. And she's like, no drama.
Right. When she first got there, she was like, yeah, I'm a professional drinker. And I was like, I am in love.
Right. Right. It's a fun show. It's just so much fun because it's like all about like, are you willing to lose money so you can hook up with this hot person? Is it worth it to you?
Yeah. And you can see them physically going through the strains of like, the only bad part about the show is there's certain scenes that they just drag out.
Yeah.
And it's just like mercifully, like just end the scene already.
My wife's like, I hope they do a second season, but do you think they can get away with it? Or is it going to be like, people are going to know? I'm like, A, they could just say they're doing a reality dating show and people would sign up not knowing what it is and surprise them. Or B, they could say it's for this show. So long as there's alcohol and promiscuous people, this will always be a battle. It's not like you could go into this show knowing what it's about and still have a battle.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was that one or Love is Blind, but one of them I'm pretty sure had already like taped a second season.
I hope it's too hot to handle.
Yeah,
I need more of that, man. It was the best show. I was happy you suggested it.
Man, I'm so happy you guys watched it.
Oh, watched it. We loved it.
Yeah.
Like, that was like must-see TV for us for like 4 days. It's like, oh, let's watch another episode. Let's watch another. And then we would talk about them. I'm like, I hated Harry at first. And by the end of the show, he was my favorite character. I'm like, I want to hang out with Harry. And I guess they're, spoiler alert, they're still together.
Yeah. I also like to, oh, man. And it's also funny, too, because there's a nice mix of Europeans. And, well, Harry's Australian, but like Australian, English people, Irish people, and then Americans.
Yeah, that was the crazy part, because typically you watch a reality show, and more often than not, the dominant, geography-wise, it would be Americans.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird, like maybe only seeing a sprinkling of Americans, and it was like just all these crazy accents, and everyone's drunk, and you're like, wow, it doesn't matter where you're from, someone being drunk and horny. And I love that there was that one guy that was buddies with Sharon, and they had that real bro moment.
David. Yeah, David I like too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was another deep moment. There's so many cool moments in the show. It's highly recommended, as you can tell. I liked it better than Tiger King.
Honestly, I think I did too. It was both just so weird, I couldn't stop watching them.
Yeah.
But right, like, yeah, I mean, I've kind of delved, stop talking about Tiger King as much, but Too Hot to Handle, I'm still talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, anytime me, Sarah, and Danny from our show, Monday, spent a good, like, 15, 20 minutes after the show just breaking down Too Hot to Handle. because you're just like, that show is so good, we should watch it again.
Plus, the other thing, too, is like, it's me and Steve telling you this, right? Like, trust me, if your girl likes dating shows or your husband, you know, I don't know, like, this is the one to watch with them.
Right.
Because, like, it'll entertain you as well.
I don't like, I mean, I tolerate The Bachelor when my wife watches it because I'm like, well, she has to watch wrestling. So I guess it's a fair trade-off.
Right. And I get that.
But this was a show that we both legitimately were looking forward to watching. I don't remember the last time we had a show like that where we were both like, oh, that and like The Good Girls, which is a drama. It's not a dating show.
All right. All right. I don't know that one.
That's the one where the women are battling their financial issues. So they decide to rob a bank. Then just S goes down because they robbed, not robbed a bank, a store. And they robbed the store that was already being like some, like, you know, really messed up stuff was going on with some drug lords. And now they're in cahoots.
Oh, so they robbed the drug lords?
Yes.
Oh, whoops.
It's a good show. It's like almost like Breaking Bad moments. And it's on network TV. It's called The Good Girls. And it's really good. It's the first season was incredible. Second season was okay. This season's been really fantastic.
All right, so you've been watching The Last Dance, too?
Yeah, I haven't finished the Rodman episode. I just watched, like, the first 20 minutes.
All right.
Why?
It's just amazing this week that, like, Michael Jordan, like, Isaiah Thomas, right? He's almost 60 years old, but he's, like, King Petty. He's, like, keep going on morning shows and won't let it go.
Right? I keep reading articles about him. I'm like, oh, they're regurgitating the same article. I'm like, oh, no, he got interviewed by someone else, and he's just clowning on Jordan again.
Yeah. I mean, it is wild. Like, I don't know, man. And, you know, I mean, look, these are weird times when you got to look to leadership from the Juggalos and Stephen A. Smith. But Stephen A. Smith even said, he's like, listen, Isaiah Thomas, what did he say this morning? He goes, I am friends with Isaiah Thomas. I love the man. But Isaiah, Jordan was saying things about you that happened 30 years ago.
Right.
Are you still speaking on this? What do you say? It's not a good look.
Let it go.
Right. You're Isaiah Thomas. Everybody agrees you're the second or third best point guard ever.
Right. Like, just let him have his moment. It brought him right back.
It did.
He's watching a documentary about a time of pure hatred.
Yeah.
I mean, really what it boils down to. And then the Rodman one already, like, the writing is on the wall. This is going to be a great episode. Oh my gosh.
The Rodman stuff is wild. And Rodman,
like, I need 48 hours vacation.
And Rodman, like, have you gotten to the part where he's describing how you get the rebounds?
Not yet, but I saw the video clip. Right. I saw it on Twitter.
So honestly, I heard a guy that did the interview with him, and he said, like, he's like, I'm pretty sure he was sober, but I think that dude is messed up so much. He just seems drunk with all his hand. Like,
yeah, he's fried a couple brain cells.
Yeah, he looks wasted.
Well, I saw the part too with Phil Jackson. Did not know Phil Jackson would be a guy that we'd want to go to Summer Meltdown with.
What? Trust me, it is so odd.
They're like, oh yeah, I used to play basketball. One time I played basketball and I took acid. I'm like, excuse me? Phil Jackson? No wonder why you were able to handle all these crazy personalities. You were a crazy personality.
Right. And I love when they talk about him taking acid. The picture, of course, is like him with a beard, long hair, and like he's just like, ah. It's like people don't look like that the entire time they're on acid.
Me in the late night tent at Summer Meltdown.
Ah! You want to dance?
I want to dance.
I'm still in my bathing suit.
I've been wearing this since 10 a.m.
It's been 15 hours.
All of you are all dressed up in crazy outfits that have like funny lights and glow in the dark. I'm still wearing dirty pants, flip flops, and a Kiss trucker cap. Who wants a party?
Get in.
Let's go. Why don't we take a break? Maybe we'll get to the other Should I Be Mad. Also, we did have some people mention that they loved the quarantunes that we were playing, so I have more of those that online. And of course, we're going to get 10 with the Mega Family by taking 10 minutes of their phone calls on Skype. I have a story about I made Tatum cry, and I feel like the world's worst father because of it.
All right.
So maybe we'll get to that as well. We have a lot of stuff, Ted.
We got stuff. We got time.
This cluster fudge is moving along.
Yeah.
All right. When the Mega Cast returns.
Flatten the curve. I would like to flatten the skulls of these two idiots. The Mega Cast will return.
We'll be right back.
love hit songs and you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief, then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Asper Cream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Ted and Steve are too stupid to figure out how to use Skype. But I bet they will try again.
Yeah.
The Megacast is back.
What's her name again?
Alice? She's a bitch.
Right, because we lost Grace.
Grace. I miss Grace.
I do too. You know what, Alice? I wouldn't spend $3,000 to kiss you.
No.
Ooh.
Definitely wouldn't drop $20K. To touch your robot parts.
Right?
Did you see that prank that happened? I don't know if you caught this. Some mom had to go to a fast food place.
All right.
And make an order. But like, you know, some people times, hey, what does everyone want in your family? And she writes it down on a piece of paper, everyone in the family's order, and then goes. So she was going with her daughter. Her daughter filmed it because her brother told mom that he wanted a certain something that wasn't really on the menu item.
But is this from Half Baked?
I don't know if it was from Half Baked.
Remember, give me some of that. Man, back in the day, what did we used to call it?
No.
Oh.
No, but this is like a prank. Like, so when she's like reciting it to the guy that works there, he's like, yeah, that's not a menu item. So she thought it was a certain type of hot dog, but it wasn't. So here's how it went.
Probably.
And just mix it into the vanilla?
Yeah.
Did and you then, get the cheese fry?
Mini?
Yeah, the kids.
The male voice is the guy taking the order. He's got one of those.
Do we know where they're at?
It wasn't a fast food place that's around here.
Okay.
But it's like he was outside taking the order, but he had his quarantine mask going and everything along those lines.
I was
going
to guess.
Oh, what do you think?
Well, first I said Sonic, but there's Sonics in your neighborhood.
It felt like a Sonic type place. It might have been like a Checkers or something like that.
Oh, I like Checkers.
Right. I think it might have been a Checkers.
Yeah, Checkers slash Rallies.
Yeah.
So there was a cheese fry in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ultimate fry sauce with that?
Yes.
Okay.
And a sloppy wiener. That is not a thing. He's such a jerk. I am so sorry. This is my son and he is a jerk. Stupid. Are you positive that there's nothing?
It is not a thing.
I like that he was like, yeah, it's not a thing.
That makes sense. Checkers and Rallies does sell hot dogs.
Sloppy wiener, sounds like it.
Man, good for that mom for laughing and enjoying it.
Right, and I love the sister. She filmed it. She was in on the joke.
Yeah, of course.
That's awesome. So the other night, everyone on the show, they always look at me weird when I explain this, but so Sid, whenever we have dinner, and then we're going to have like popcorn for a treat. Like okay. Every night we have a treat. So it could be something, but it's typically not, but it's not like balls out a bowl of ice cream. So
right.
We like popcorn, or she'll make like kind of like a nutritional, like a cookie with a little scoop of ice cream, but it's like a protein cookie, whatever it may be. But right before, if I get popcorn, she'll go in the fridge or freezer and get a spoonful of like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We have the non-dairy one. That's okay. Amazing. The cookies and cream one or the mint cookies and cream.
Ben and Jerry's, everything they touch is great.
Dude, they're non-dairy. If you're vegan or if you're lactose intolerant, their non-dairy ice cream is the best. It's so good.
I should get that.
You should try. I don't know how much healthier it is, but it's so good.
No, just because I always try to say I'm not lactose intolerant, and then if I eat ice cream, it's always like, oh, yeah, I don't feel super good.
Dude, you should get it.
Yeah.
The one that we got, this one's like done with like sunflowers.
All right.
And it's so good. So she'll give me a spoonful.
Also a good song.
What is that?
Sunflower.
Is that the...
No, I'm thinking about the... Isn't it Post Malone and Swelly?
Oh.
I always say his name wrong.
Did you see the Post Malone Nirvana thing?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Awesome.
He sounded great.
Yeah.
I honestly think like he should get in with the boys in Nirvana and they do like a charity show.
In.
I mean, Chris Novoselic loved it. I'm sure Dave will do it. He's doing everything now on Zoom.
Right. He's popping in on Jimmy Fallon, right?
He's wherever you want him to be. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
He'll do whatever you want. Just tell him where to be.
Just not the Megacast.
No. We've had him on.
Did we interview Grohl?
Yeah.
We did. I'm an idiot. I apologize, see, everybody.
He's willing to do anything, including the MegaCast.
All right. So
I get a spoon, just a spoon of ice cream, and I get to enjoy that like while she's getting everything ready for our popcorn or whatever. And then I'll just sit there holding the spoon until she comes back around to grab it because I'm holding the baby. Lulu's on my lap. Lulu might get a lick in if it's not chocolate-based.
All right.
So I'm holding it, and Tatum's at the point now, at her ripe old age of 4.5 months, she likes to grab things. So yeah. She's like, sees something, and she's like, oh, I can grab it. So she's grabbing on the spoon, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. So we're playing a little tug of war. And then I was watching the show, whatever was going on, and she just yanked it, and it flew out of my hand, and then just landed right on her skull. It's like maybe a foot drop, not much.
All
right. But then it plant right on the forehead part of her head, and I'm like, oh, crap. Because it's just like, you know, it's a heavy spoon. It's like a spoon.
It's a spoon.
Yeah, it's a spoon. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh, she probably doesn't even understand pain or whatever. Right? She's probably just going to be like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, the bottom lip kind of quivers and uh-oh, pouts. And then it's just like a pterodactyl is being murdered. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't ever want to hurt you again. I'm like crying, practically. I'm like, I promise I'll never hurt you. And Sid's like, it's bound. You're going to hurt her again. I don't even give her that kind of. I'm like, I don't.
Sid's like the hard one now.
She's like, don't worry about
stop
it.
Being a puss.
Not your fault. She pulled on the spoon. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm the worst father in the world. And she would not stop crying. Finally, Sid grabbed her and shaking her. And she finally stopped and she was fine. Minor concussion, but she's going to be okay. Okay.
I get that kid a brain bucket.
Bro, I felt so terrible. Like, it was the worst feeling.
So what part of the show do people, what part of the story does everybody in your show not understand? The fact that you just get one spoonful of ice cream every night?
Yes.
That's the part I'm focusing on. Yes. Like, oh, man.
They think it's very weird. Like, I'm a child. Like, I'm being rationed ice cream.
Yeah, like, here you go. I'll go make popcorn now.
Now you can be a good boy. You've been good all day. You deserve this spoon of ice cream. Thanks, babe. Yeah. They thought that was weird. But I've done it for so long, it's my normal.
Yeah, there's something odd about it.
Right, and I get ice cream every night.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's like a little tease.
You know what's funny,
it's prepping us for the weekend, and in the weekend we go balls out, full bowl of ice cream.
I used to love ice cream, but over the years, like, I still like it, but I just realize I don't eat it. Like, if I have, like, I don't know, if there's, like, a candy bar in my house or something, like, I will eat it. Especially if there's gummy candies. Like, I know the gummy candy drawer, and, like, it has been bad. And it's like, I'll just have a couple.
Yeah.
But I realized the other day, I have a whole pint of ice cream that's just been sitting in my fridge for like 3 weeks in my freezer.
Oh my gosh.
That I completely forgot about.
Dude.
I was like, man, even drunk me didn't get into this.
Oh, that's part of why I can't smoke weed. Because weed and ice cream was like my go-to.
Yeah. Like, I
love ice cream, man.
Yeah. I went through a period where I used to order a pizza and eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's every Sunday.
Yeah. Dude, I could eat ice cream every night and be happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, now we're talking about it, I kind of like, maybe I should eat some of that ice cream.
Dude, get some of that dairy-free Ben & Jerry's.
That's not
they
a bad
have
call.
One. Oh, man. It's like peanut butter ice cream or fake ice cream or non-dairy ice cream with pretzels and fudge. Mm. I can't remember the name of it. It is, without a doubt, the greatest Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And I was having the non-dairy. It's the best one I've ever had. I even took a picture of it. I got to try and see if I can find it while... It was that good. I'm like, I'm taking a picture of this, so I'll never forget it. Never forget. Never forget the ice cream. It was so good. I don't even know where it is, though. I don't remember when we had it, Ted. I'm failing you.
It's tough, man. I do that all the time. By the way, my poor phone has just been hurting.
Why?
Just because I didn't realize how much like room I've been using on it to make like Instagram lives or to talk to people through the DMs. And then... Also, I don't realize how long I had my phone and all the photos. It's just like, I don't, it said it nicely, but it was like, dude, clear some space.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, we're about to shut you down.
Yeah. Or like one night I, by mistake, recorded like a whole session on Zoom with a bunch of people. So the computer was like, you got to make room and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. That and I download menus all the time.
You know what I do? I take out so many screenshots of like menus and different things like that on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll go back and look at it. And what do I do every time? I Google it and find it again.
Find
and
the next
screenshot
one.
It again. So I typed in Ben because, you know, on your phone, you can do a search.
Yeah.
A word search. I'm like, oh, maybe it's under, it wasn't under ice cream. Maybe it's under Ben and Jerry's. I type in Ben and Jerry's and one of the first pictures that shows up for some reason is you and me dressed up as Run DMC and you as Andre Agassi.
Just, I don't know. Guy from the 80s?
Guy from the 80s with his jorts. Ted, do you think we should put out the tweet?
Let's put out the tweet.
Okay.
I would also be remiss if I didn't say, talking about every time we talk about your kid, I'm like, man, I was already happy we stopped and got lunch that day and met your kid. But yeah, literally, that was February 28th. Thank goodness we did that.
Dude, how about J-Mac, our buddy Jay?
Yeah.
He's been wanting to come by and meet her, and he bought her like a little onesie. And we were just talking the other night, and he's like, dude, I'm starting to stress. I'm like, why? He's like, well, it's a 6 to 9 month thing. Do you think? I'm like, oh, dude, I feel like within that window, we're going to be able to see each other.
Oh,
bro, that was quick.
Super quick.
All right, George, it looks like. Hello, it's the MegaCast.
Hey, it's George.
What's up, George?
Oh, what's up, George?
Nah, what's going on, guys?
Not much. Just for once, it's working. The Skype is working for us. What are you up to, man?
Oh, nothing. Just sitting at home watching some Netflix.
What are you watching?
Good call.
I do. It's random stuff. I actually just finished up Cheers the other day. All 11 seasons.
You watched? How old are you, George?
Oh, 38.
All right.
You guys had that thing on the men's room about or Mike Hawk did, and so I decided to watch Cheers.
Dude, that's kind of funny. Like, I mean, I'm 39, so I mean, I remember Cheers with like that's just awesome. That's awesome you watched it all.
The theme song to Cheers, I remember one night in Vancouver, we were wasted and we all started singing it, and we had about like 15 or 20 of us singing along. It was one of my favorite drunk moments of my life. Just there's something about that song.
Yeah, and also you kind of forget like this is why America loved Woody Harrelson in the beginning.
Yes.
Right?
I miss Coach.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then, Coach was good, and then they switched spots, I guess, when he Coach passed away.
Yeah, Coach passed away, and so Woody showed up.
Woody, yeah.
Right, and then the other one was, what, Sally Field in the beginning, and then Kirstie Alley replaced her.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, George knows. He's up to date.
Have you watched Too Hot?
I just finished it.
Have you watched Too Hot to Handle yet?
I watched most of that with my roommate, and if he wasn't watching, I wouldn't have watched it.
An old MegaCast about how we love that show.
We did a solid 15 minutes of love of how much we love Too Hot to Handle.
I tried to watch the beginning of it, and I couldn't do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, George, we got some other calls, but thanks, man, for chiming in with us. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right, take care. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Bye.
All right. What do we got? Hey, it's the MegaCast. Who's this? We don't hear you. No device. Microphone. Hello?
Who is it? Alex? It
says Alex or no? I see. We see him.
That is weird. We can see him, but we can't hear him.
We can see you, but we can't hear you.
Oh, that's our guy out working by the trash truck.
Oh.
Nice.
How come we can't hear him?
You
got to be kidding me.
This is almost worse.
Now we're being teased. We see you, but we can't hear you.
Yeah. And everybody listening can't see or hear him at all.
Oh, this is frustrating. It says no device found. Video settings. Can you maybe... no, he's on video, so I don't know what's going on. We're going to hang up on you, and hopefully we can hear you if you call back.
It keeps sending pictures.
Oh. Yeah. That was Patrick.
Oh, that was Patrick. That's
Patrick.
Right. Patrick. Yeah, but it came up as Alex. That's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute. That guy's name isn't Alex. It's Patrick.
Should we block him? I'm just kidding.
I do like that he's out there.
Now it says Patrick.
All right.
Hey, is this Patrick? Hello? Something's up with Patrick's phone.
I know. Patrick.
It worked with George.
Yeah. We know it's working.
Yeah. This is on you.
Keep out there doing the job and sending us pictures.
All right, let's try this one. Hey, it's the MegaCast. Who's this?
Hey, Steve. It's Max.
What's up, Max?
How you doing, man?
We're good. Is this Max from Without a Cause?
Yes, it is.
What's up, my brother?
Good. I just saw the tweet, and I figured I'd drop you guys a line and... hope that you guys are doing well.
Dude,
are you wrestling with Max?
Max and I have trained together, and then Max had a knee injury. So what he did, Max, you tell the story to Ted, because it's a really cool story.
Yeah, so I was training for a while to become a pro wrestler, independent wrestler, whatever. And then I debuted in May of 2018, and then tore the same exact night in a later spot. figured that I'd start a wrestling company, and that's where Steve works a whole bunch now.
Oh,
without
nice.
Without a Cause.
Up in Everett, right?
Yeah, and I've said it many times. My favorite place to be. They were the ones that really took a chance on me in a way of like, hey, be the character you want to be. And it's been so much fun to be Max's giant pain in Max's ass, for lack of a better term. But bro, I was just thinking about you yesterday. I'm like, I just can't wait for us to be able to do some wrestling again and see what the post corona world is going to be like for all of us.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting hellscape.
Yeah. And dude, you've been doing something really cool on your Twitch page where he's been rewatching some of the old Without a Cause, like some of the first ones, because now Without a Cause is on it's on IWTV.live, and it's really awesome. It's an awesome streaming service, but the original ones are like on YouTube and other places as well. He's been rewatching them and like giving behind the scenes information on his Twitch page and raising money for the VFW hall that we usually would have him at, because obviously they're hurting as well.
Man, Max, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of fun, and it's actually something that we're going to be doing going forward. I think what we're going to do, like, behind-the-scenes kind of streams a lot going forward, even after Corona and all this good stuff, because it's just something that kind of, like, gives a little bit of personal touch to something in independent wrestling that I think is missing from a lot of, a lot of places around. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, the independent wrestling is unbelievable.
We got to get you up to Everett when we get back going.
I'm in.
That's
trust me.
I love
that place. I'm freaking in. Yeah. I'm going to get drunk over at Tony V's, and then I'm coming by.
And then we go back to Tony V's for the after party.
Nice. I'm in.
That's
Max,
awesome.
Have you seen Tony? Is he doing takeout? Is he doing all right up there?
Yeah. I've been there about 3 times since this all started. Nice. You know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, he's doing really good numbers. In relative terms.
Yeah. Right.
But I know that he's doing a whole bunch of he's renting out the space for band practices now for 2 to 5 people can come in and use the space if they want to do like a live concert, but streaming and all that good stuff. But they're still doing food. So all right.
Good. Yeah. Get some wings.
Wyatt Only is going to be doing a live performance with Wyatt Only in the Wreckage on, I think, Friday. They're doing a live streaming.
Yep.
Yeah. Over at Tony V's to raise some money. Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Well, right on, my man. I mean, I must be missing you a lot if I'm going to say I'm going to miss you. I'm kidding. I love you. Dude, I'm looking so forward to when we could get things going again, and let's make some magic out there in Everett. I can't wait.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks, guys, so much, and be safe.
You too.
Yeah,
you too,
Max.
That's all awesome. Right, bye. Max is awesome.
Uh-oh.
Dude.
It's powerful.
This is working. It's Dave.
Oh, wait, Dave.
Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What are you doing right now?
Oh, not much. Just working out in the yard. It's a nice day.
Dave, you're on Gold Bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Man, we went to a random bar up there like a couple years ago on a Friday. And I just remember they were having Taco Fridays. But it was like a random local bar somewhere between like Gold Bar and Index.
Huh.
Or was it Gold Bar and Index? Maybe it was a little farther up. We just always laugh about it because it was Taco Fridays. It was like a couple loggers.
Taco Fridays.
Right, exactly. But it was like me, my buddy, we called the mayor, like my buddy Cobb. And like we walk in this bar at like.
That's like having like Hump Day Saturdays.
Yeah, we walk in this bar at like 2 p.m. on a Friday and they're just like, what are you guys doing? Because it's right off Route 2. Like, what are you guys doing in here?
We're here at a party.
Oh my God. Yeah. We just started ordering shots of tequila. And by the end of it, they loved us. But they were like, yeah, it's Taco Friday. And I was like, that is strange, but I will never, ever forget that.
No.
Well, you never turned down tacos either.
Now, no. You know what? I had some last night.
So have you just been doing yard work during this lockdown, etc.? You've been doing anything else while you get a little extra time on your hands?
Like I said, last week, I was just doing a bunch of projects around the house.
Oh,
man.
That's right. That's right. Jeez, man.
Yep.
The honey-do list is large.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it never gets smaller. You can cross things off, but it just keeps getting bigger.
It's like my wife texted me this morning. She's like, the light bulb is out in the room where we have our treadmill and where we work out. And I'm like, all right. And she's like, well, why? She's like, I was wondering why you were working out in the dark yesterday. Like, she was trying to accuse me of like not replacing a light bulb. I'm like, no, I just didn't need the light on. Like, I could work out without the lights on. And she's like, I would argue that I've always seen you with the lights on. I'm like, how are we having a text argument over a light bulb? Just change the freaking light bulb.
Or I'll
change it when I get home. Like, why is this a fight?
Just text back, cool story.
Cool story, bro.
Or just text back the thumbs up. That'll always get the ladies happy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. My wife doesn't think that's very funny.
No. I don't think any significant other does.
Well, it's like the okay.
Nope. Yep.
Like,
yep.
Or K. Right. They can say it to us, but you can't reply okay.
What's wrong?
No, yeah. Never.
I literally got in that argument one night and I was like, why is it fine for you, but it's bad for me?
K. Thumbs
okay.
up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Go to hell.
Well, Dave, good luck with the yard work, and we'll hopefully talk to you next time.
Hey, good news. I go back to work on Monday, so...
Dude. Oh, there you go.
Oh, I bet that feels good to know that.
Oh, man, it's great. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That, I think, is the big... was just. I mean, I know like some people are just getting a little stir-crazy, and obviously we understand why, but like it's like I just wish that... And it's impossible to know when that light at the end of the tunnel is for everyone, but it's like...
Yeah.
I think that would help so many people just mentally be prepared for whatever the future holds if they knew, okay, June 3rd, everything's back to normal, but obviously we don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah. Well, it's
absolutely.
It's a mental fatigue on people. I mean,
and then you got to change light bulbs when you get
change
home.
Light bulbs.
All right, Dave, take care, my friend.
Well, keep up the good work, guys.
You too.
All right, see you, Dave.
All right.
Yeah, we were joking about that on the podcast about the what we're calling the YOLO factor of when things open up. Like, are people going to go out slowly or are they just going to go crazy?
I wonder about that.
We started with a low percentage. It's up to 50%.
It's funny like to think about like when it all started first happening. And like speaking of Max, like we were going to have a big wrestling event a while ago. And once we realized, oh, crap, it's not going to happen. One of our buddies like, man, I got a ring at my place in Spokane, jokingly, like because he's got a ring set up like in the warehouse of his job place.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, if we can't wrestle in front of people, why don't we just do like a live stream of all of us wrestling? And then by like the end of this chat, we've all agreed to like rent a big van and a bunch of us go up there and spend the night and just have a match and then you can get drunk. You know what I mean? Like everyone have a match. We stream it. We crazy characters. We're really pumped about it. People were flying in that were going to not cancel their flight from California and say, screw it. Can you guys pick me up? Like, yes. So we're all geeking out about this. Fast forward like 4 days after that, like things got way more serious. And it was just like, guys, that whole idea, it's probably not a good idea that we sweat on each other. Then we decided to cancel it.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. And nobody, like, there's just a lot of stuff going on. I mean, look, I have friends who I was out with the week before the stay at home, you know, all the bars and everything closed. And, like, you know, we were kind of joking about it. And now they're like, we can't, you know. It's just funny how it's affected everybody.
Well, we were joking, even like Cinco de Mayo's coming up. I'm like, oh, it sounds like we're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo just like we did St. Patrick's Day at home.
I know. Which, Cinco de Mayo, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a Taco Friday. I don't know what day of the week it is. It's fun. Is it a Friday?
Are we going to have to go to Gold Bar? I feel like it might be a Friday.
I was trying to look up that bar we went to.
It's a Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's like torture.
It is. And I like
the gods must be crazy.
I would always go out on Cinco de Mayo and have a few drinks, but I don't know. I'm not going to sweat that one too much.
No?
No.
You can drink your tequila at home.
Yeah, and I have some.
I think I might still have one of those airplane bottles of Don Julio.
Nice.
I don't know why I had to go Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Don Julio.
Dude, I have way too much liquor in my house now.
I have none. I realize that when everybody's done like the happy hour that we did with you guys in the men's room for the shot of the day, and then I did one with our show, I'm like, oh man, I've got a bunch of wine, but I'm not a wine drinker. And typically we have these bottles of wine and we save them for whenever we go to someone's house, and then we bring it as a gift.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, what are we going to do with this? Let's just grab that bottle in the wine cellar thing. Not even a cellar. You know what I have. But I don't even have tequila. I mean, I don't even have vodka.
I thought you usually kept like a bottle of vodka or one bottle of liquor around.
Yeah, all I have is a bottle of gin.
It's tough to shoot gin, dude.
Exactly.
Dude, God, it's so pathetic. But now I have I like Jameson, right? So I would always have a bottle of Jameson around.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started this big joke in my family that everybody's drinking George Dickel. So then, right, and we all giggle at the name. So then
Tickle
I had to,
the Dickle.
Right, so then I had to acquire some Dickle, but it's different Dickle than my cousin's Dickle because his label's a different, like, so that was a whole thing. But
is
then,
it a first cousin or a second cousin?
First cousin.
All right, yeah, you don't really want to mess with his Dickle.
Right? Right. Trust me, these jokes are going all around. Yeah, but then I also, like, my brother, he doesn't keep a lot of liquor in his house, so he'll have, like, miniatures of Fireball. So then I have, like, five miniatures of Fireball chilling in my freezer.
I want to come over and do a shot of Fireball with you.
Dude, you should. My freezer is a party ready to go, right? So I told you Sal brought me like the half pork shoulder that I pulled apart. So I put it like, there was a lot of meat. So I have a whole thing of that meat in there. I have some of the corned beef brisket in there. Then my buddy Phil. I feel like
there's a Dickle joke that should be thrown into this as well.
So I have all the miniatures of liquor in there. Oh, yeah. I also have some peanut butter whiskey in there.
Oh, do you have that Screwball?
Yes.
Is it good?
It is awesome.
The first time we heard about it was when we interviewed Jeremy Roenick from the NHL.
Yeah, of course.
That's his company.
No.
Yes, that's he told Roenick's? Us about it. Because we were talking about the Summer Classic, joking about him coming with us. He goes, you know, I have my own brand of whiskey. He's like, it's a peanut butter whiskey called Screwball. At the time, none of us heard of it. And it was a little over a year ago when we had him on to talk about NHL coming to Seattle. And he's telling us about it, and then he ended the call. I remember it was right around Christmas time. He's like, yeah, I'll send you guys a couple cases. Just email me your address. And I did, and he never sent them to us.
So, right. So here at work, a couple showed up because one of our account executives was working with them.
I need a bottle.
Yeah. So, dude, it just started distributing up here. But yeah. Like, literally, I want to say late October, November, I had my first sip of it. And then
it's amazing.
I was at a bar talking about it, and I said, look, it's going to mess with your head, but it is the perfect amount of peanut butter. And a guy at the end of the bar goes, are you talking about Screwball? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I'm from LA. It's all me and my friends are drinking now.
Yeah, dude. Like he was telling us all about it before it blew up here. He's like, anyone who's tried it has the same reaction. Didn't think this was going to be good, and it's amazing.
The Bartels down the street sells it.
I need to get some.
Yeah.
So also, I'm just going to get drunk on peanut butter whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and Pink Whitney's.
Pink Whitney's are great, too. So I have that.
Thank you, hockey, for making good alcohol.
Yeah, they would know.
Yeah.
So I have all that stuff in my freezer. And then also now I have banana muffins in there and brownies because my buddy Phil, his wife, cooked a bunch of stuff and sent me a bunch of it.
Did you do like the drop-off, curbside drop-off?
No, she mailed them to me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. I keep hearing about people doing that randomly, like dropping off at their friends' houses, like baked goods. Like, hey, thinking of you, wish we could hang out, but here's a cake.
And it is nice, man. Like, mm-hmm. Whatever day it showed up, I wasn't having the best day. I was a little down or whatever. But to get home and see a, like, oh, man. Like, Stephanie made me actual stuff, like homemade.
Dude, whenever I'm having a really bad day, my wife knows food makes me happy. And, I mean, any kind of food makes me happy, but takeout makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Like, teriyaki or Chinese or Thai or sushi. And so she knows, like, if I'm like super depressed, like that's the way to make me happy. It's like, we can have Hontos tonight. And I'm like, no. She's like, no, I know it makes you happy. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. But now I'm like, I don't want to take advantage of it, but like, you know, I've been down a lot recently. And she's like, at one point she finally went, I can't let you just keep eating Hontos and teriyaki and Chinese every single night that you're sad. You've been sad a lot. And I'm like, I know. But can I get an extra spoon of ice cream?
Jesse, that's why I keep having to put stuff in the freezer. Because, man, I would have eaten all those banana muffins and the brownies. I was like, and the muffins are individually wrapped and in a freezer bag. So I was just like, all right, I'll put them in there. But I'm telling you, my freezer is a party ready to happen.
It's so awesome. Dude, honestly, though, and I say this and I mean this, and I hope people have that. I feel like the message we get, this megacast is like the one thing a week that I know that I'm going to have a good time and enjoy myself. And
yeah, agreed.
It's been a massive mental health help just to be able to bull-ass with you and talk about fingers and cluster fudges and anything else along the line.
Too hot to handle?
Too hot to... I love that. You watch Too Hot to Handle? No, I thought that show sucked. I watched it with my roommate. I was like, oh, you might want to skip past like the first half of our podcast. And thanks to everyone who called in, man.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome. We did 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, we got it in.
It's funny because I'm like, wow, no one's calling anymore. And I realized in the tweet it said just for the next 10 minutes. And people paid attention.
People are on it.
The listening and reading comprehension skills of our audience, top notch.
Next time we get you in, Patrick, with audio.
Bad. I feel bad for Patrick. He's been like a day oneer.
Yeah.
Him and Alex. And I think Alex was calling, but someone else was calling while he called, so we missed out on him.
Yeah.
I was thinking about merging the calls because you can merge calls.
Ooh.
We might have to do like a party line next time.
Wait, like really, Tom Likas. Oh, really?
Really?
Patrick, why don't you tell Alex what you really think?
1-800-TOM. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
We've got nothing to promote.
Yeah, I'll be on Instagram Live tonight around 7 with Taryn, having a drink, talking some ass.
Nice. Instagram, yeah. What, KSWs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Instagram Live.
So check that out. If you want to buy a t-shirt, I sell t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/I'm Steve Miggs.
All right.
You get like a Miggs Stink shirt. You could get a local celeb shirt. You could get a cartoon drawing of me shirt. You get a shirt of a kid giving me a middle finger. There's lots of options out there, Ted.
You have no excuse not to be dripping in Steve Miggs merch.
You seriously could be wearing a Steve Miggs shirt every day of the week if you want. You could get him as a V-neck. You could get him as a tank top. You could get him however you want. Pro Wrestling Tees. That's TEES.com/I'm Steve Miggs. Get him before the next time Without a Cause Wrestling gets going again, and I'll be hanging out pissing Max off.
There you go.
That's how you do it.
That's a promo, Steve.
And thanks to Max. That was pretty cool that he called us.
Yeah, man.
His story is awesome. He's a good dude. All right. You can follow us on Twitter at TheMegaCast, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, mega hugs.
We could do the party call next week.
Party call.